you don't on the trumpet, well done, and a tasteful rain sticker compliment. Letter A, good feeling of everyone coming into the sound together. Make the same shape of sound again. Think about the way that crescendo grows from note to note. But where's it headed? Are we all making the same progress through the notes to reach the same point at the same level? Again, on all these longer notes, make sure we sustain to the bar line. The bar before C on the long note, hold it level, and again, don't kick the end of the note, just hold it and stop. We could play up that blues a bit more, couldn't we, in that fourth bar of C. The intonation bar before D. It's quite exposed but pretty close. We're going to make sure that we really keep it neat in the feel for sound. Balance and blend are working very well. This is very exciting. Trumpets do ever so well with this basic pattern. It was a little less clear in the trombone, baritone, sax, and newfound so on. Aim for a little bit more clarity of tonguing the start of the accents. Watch the intonation at letter H. On the long note, it changed. You're keeping, again, a very good momentum here, even though this is quite a tricky section to manage. Conflicting rhythms aren't always as natural as one might expect, and you're concentrating hard. Particularly that figure after J, we're between the trumpet and trombone section, the offbeat and the onbeat. Be careful how we play the two connected quavers. In the third bar of K, some players are a little too quick going up to the last note. One, one, three. Again, everyone, hold on to the long note up into the bar line or up into the rest. Don't give up. semi-closure, nicer than again on the trumpet. Perhaps if you can articulate the semi-closure in the bass part, to tie in with the fact that he's going to go on to, I think it just needs that clarity, something. It's not a little too smoothly slurred. But it's a very small detail. Sometimes things that you know well can be clear to you, and it's making them clear to the listener who doesn't have a score, doesn't have a part, doesn't have the benefit of hearing it over and over as you have in rehearsal. This is an impressive ensemble playing a very good programme. Nice to have a piece that ends quietly, even though it was a piece that had a great deal of excitement in it as well. And the peaceful reflection that you generate at the beginning and end of that piece are very welcome. Also impressive are the way that, as a band, you tackle this wide-ranging programme. From Mozart, played with a lot of finesse, right the way through something more modern and driving the Paul Hart, and to something that makes the heart sing, the slow, quiet music. So well done for all of that, and good luck with all your performances down in Bournemouth. Thank you for coming to the festival.